August 2nd, the Feast of the Porciuncula. At the foot of the mountain on which Assisi is situated, hermits from Palestine had built an oratory in the first centuries of the Christian era. This oratory, together with a small plot of land, was given to Saint Benedict in the 6th century. The name Porciuncula, that is, little portion, is supposed to have been derived from the transfer of this small piece of property. The little church was called St. Mary of the Angels, and the inhabitants of Assisi went there frequently to pray. When St. Francis forsook the world, it was his first pious act to restore this sanctuary of the Queen of Heaven, which had become somewhat dilapidated. Many extraordinary favors were granted to him in this little church. The Queen of Heaven designated this place as the cradle of his order. Here, likewise, she implored for him the great indulgence by which the Porciuncula Chapel became famous throughout Christendom. A special impulse led St. Francis on a certain night to go to the chapel. There he saw our Lord and his Holy Mother surrounded by a great host of angels. Filled with astonishment and reverence, the saint prostrated himself upon the ground and adored the Divine Majesty. Then he heard the voice of our Lord urging him with ineffable tenderness to ask for some special favor. Nothing was so near to the heart of Francis as the salvation of souls. And so, after a few moments of reflection, he asked for the grace of a full pardon for all who, being contrite and having confessed their sins, would visit this little sanctuary. Mary cast herself upon her knees before her divine Son and repeated the petition of her faithful servant. Thereupon our Lord said to Francis, quote, "It is a great favor that you request. Nevertheless, it shall be granted to you. Go to my vicar on earth, to whom I have given the power to bind and to loose, and ask him in my name to grant this indulgence." End quote. Forthwith, Francis presented himself to Pope Honorius III, who, after having assured himself of the truth of the vision, granted his request, but with the restriction that the indulgence could be gained on one day of the year. The 2nd of August was designated as the day, that being the anniversary of the little church's dedication. At the command of the Pope, and in the presence of 7 bishops, St. Francis preached the extraordinary indulgence at the Porciuncula before a great concourse of people. From that time, the Porciuncula was annually the goal of innumerable pilgrims. Subsequently, the indulgence was extended to every day of the year. A large basilica was built over the little chapel, and so the little sanctuary of the Porciuncula has been preserved in its original condition. On indulgences. What is an indulgence? An indulgence is the remission before God of the temporal punishment due for sins already forgiven as far as their guilt is concerned. This remission of the faithful with the proper dispositions and under certain determined conditions acquire through the intervention of the Church, which, as minister of the redemption, authoritatively dispenses and applies the treasury of the satisfaction won by Christ and the saints. An indulgence is partial or plenary, according as it removes either part or all of the temporal punishment due for sin. What is required to gain a plenary indulgence? There are 2 general requirements. A, performance of a designated good work or act of piety. B, freedom from all attachment to sin, even venial sin. Besides these, there are 3 conditions. 1, sacramental confession. 2, the reception of Holy Communion. 3, prayer for the intentions of the Pope. what is meant by a partial indulgence. Even though it removes only a part of the temporal punishment due to sin, a partial indulgence is a great spiritual good. The former measurement of days or years has been abrogated. A partial indulgence is acquired in proportion to the degree in which, A, the charity of the one who performs the good work is greater, and B, the good work itself is performed in a more perfect manner. The remission of some temporal punishment is obtained by the good work itself. The partial indulgence consists in this, that the Church grants an equal additional remission of temporal punishment. All indulgences, plenary as well as partial, can always be applied by way of suffrage to the deceased. Prayer of the Church. In thy clemency, O Lord, show unto us thine unspeakable mercy, that thou mayest both loose us of all our sins and deliver us from the punishments which we deserve for them. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady of the Angels of the Porciuncula, pray for us. Thank you.